Rick from Sammamish.
Yes, hi. How are you? Yeah, I'm calling on behalf of my mother. She was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes, ma'am.
And apparently has also maybe possibly osteoarthritis.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I'm calling is that she's got what in the short term, what can we do to alleviate the symptoms? It's excruciatingly painful, almost to the point where she's in tears. So,
yeah.
Is there anything we could sort of do in the short term, immediate to
okay,
alleviate
the
symptoms?
Yes, sir. The one that hurts that darn much is usually the rheumatoid arthritis. Osteoarthritis, it hurts. I won't deny that. But
right.
It usually doesn't bring us to tears. It's just usually just, oh, my gosh, I wish this would quit hurting. So for a moment, let's focus on the rheumatoid arthritis. Back in, I'm not kidding, how many years ago, maybe 40 or 50, a doctor who was very well credentialed back east, I've forgotten his name, but I'll tell you the title of his book, and his book was called The Road Back. The Road Back. So if you go to a used book search engine, and if you don't know of one, there's an excellent one which searches all the used books in the English language. I am not kidding. They really do read about them. They're called Used Book Search. But after that, it's .co.uk and .co, not .com, .uk. And if you just put in the title, The Road Back, you'll find the book, and you'll find it inexpensively. Now, believe it or not, sir, this is one of the few times when those of us in natural medicine for quick relief will turn to, oh my gosh, a formerly patented medication, and it's called tetracycline. And what this, it's an antibiotic. And what this doctor proved years ago is that there's some germ associated with rheumatoid arthritis, and tetracycline controls it. Now, I don't like using tetracycline because it wipes out the good bacteria as well as the bad guys, so we have to be vigilant about probiotics and so on and so on. But it is a quick reliever. It usually relieves within a week or two the rheumatoid arthritis type pain. The book is called The Road Back, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the osteoarthritis, that one, we don't really need to be working with the doctor, like for a test of tetracycline prescription
right.
for. That one, as you heard from one of the earlier callers, after anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks, it starts to take hold on the osteoarthritis. It's called niacinamide. And that one was pioneered in the 1940s by Dr. William Kaufman. And he just proved flat out that if a person uses a gram of niacinamide 3 times a day, that within 3 or 4 weeks, they're going to start to notice osteoarthritis pain relief, not rheumatoid, but osteo. That's osteo is degenerative. And within 3 or 4 months, the pain is totally controlled for over 95% of everybody, sir.
So that's 2 to 4 months with niacinamide?
With niacinamide, 1,000 milligrams thrice daily.
Okay.
And here's the other thing. If we take too much niacinamide, our bodies will tell us. We get a little nauseated, like we're out in a boat being a little seasick. And if that's the case, we have to back it off.
Back to the, what you call it, tetracycline?
Tetracycline is an antibiotic. It's been around for so long that it's cheap. No kidding.
So usually antibiotics, they're not a long-term solution. They're just, does that take as needed, or you need to take it consistently for...
No, you need to take it for as long as it takes to find another solution. Now, just for example, there are 6 studies from over in Europe, 6 separate independent studies of each other. They didn't even know each other, that found people with rheumatoid arthritis have low stomach acid. And what's that got to do with anything? What that's got to do with that, as you just heard me talking to the last lady, is we don't digest everything properly, and we get allergic to some of those things we don't digest, and we don't get our nutrients in, and we're not going to be healthy, sir. So that's one.
One last question on this.
Yes,
I've
sir.
Heard about gluten intolerance. It can also cause flare-ups with RA. Is that true?
And that's because it doesn't mess with digestion. Gluten intolerance blocks absorption. And so either way, if you don't digest it, you don't have it to absorb. Or if you got gluten problems, you can't absorb it. So, yes, sounds like what's really needed here is a doctor who knows their stuff in natural medicine. Because
right.
I'm not advocating ever taking tetracycline forever. I'm taking,
right.
I'm advocating using it for the quickest of pain relief and then continue to work on the other things so you can phase it out.
Right, I agree. And you, with the tetracycline, it's about, what, 1 week before you start?
Yes, sir. You start noticing.
And what was the dosage? I'm sorry.
Well, you have to get a prescription, and it's almost...
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. And do work with the doc on that.